Hello, good morning. It's the morning after. It's Ben and Josh. You know who it is. We're here every day.
I mean, hi. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we're talking, okay, let me take a cleansing breath for a start because, like, it's been a long time coming almost, and you're doing some amazing things. And not only are we talking about Sensornauts and Void Sound, but also just all the fantastic things that happen at Exchange Christchurch. So good morning to both of you, Josh and Katie. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Morning.
Good morning, yes. And I mean, I'm feeling even better now that we're all together talking about this.
So yeah, you guys, well, the Sensornauts have come down to Christchurch to deliver some awesome, I guess, how would you describe them? I guess workshops, or would that be the best term?
Yeah, workshops is a good term. Sure.
Sweet. So you had one yesterday at Exchange, the Bass-X. I like that. It's like Bass.
The Basics.
It's good. So yeah, how did that one go? What was it like?
Yeah, it was cool. So we had Ed Zaccolo, who produces Azouk, and taking people through an introduction to music production. So really, how do you make that tune? How do you get started on your production journey? And yeah, it was super cool. We had a really engaged, happy group of peeps soaking up all of the info. And also half women and femmes, which always makes me happy.
Cool. That's super exciting.
And there's another one tonight. The party just keeps on coming.
Yes, it does. There's another one. Yeah, Gen up on your music genres.
Yes.
Yeah, that tripped me up too.
So yeah, tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this workshop was the very first thing that I did with the Sensornauts a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
And came up with the idea and talked to Paige Julia, who's a musician now based down here in Christchurch. And really, it's an opportunity for if you've ever been on a dance floor and thought, man, I really love this music, but I don't know what it is. How do I know what it is?
Yeah.
Then this workshop is for you. We go through all of the different noises that are part of electronic dance music, break it all down, and then put it back together so that you know exactly what the genres are that you're listening to.
Cool.
And then you can find more of what you love.
I love that. That's amazing.
Gosh. Have you been doing workshops like this for years and years? How did it get to this point? Because this sounds so amazing. I feel like people should be paying. Yeah.
They are ticketed events.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they should be, like, and they are.
Good. I was like, is Chase just putting this on? What? So, okay, good to know. Nice. Yeah. Well, yeah, how did you get to this point then? Now, what's the process been like developing the workshops?
Yeah, sure. So it's been a couple of years. And to be real honest, the Sensornauts initially came out of being made redundant and having my heart broken in the same day.
Oh, no!
It's all right. That's past.
Oh. Yeah, drop that bomb. Wow.
I need to take a breather.
Yeah.
Okay. Bringing it back. So, you know, besides all that terribleness, a good thing came out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So good. I'm so stoked about it. And it's been such a privilege and such an amazing opportunity to make a heap of things over the last 2 years that I never would have imagined myself making a few years ago.
Amazing.
Real cool.
And Joss, how did you get involved with the Sensornauts?
So Katie and I met through the New Zealand burner scene quite a few years ago at Kiwi Burn. And I can't actually remember what prompted you to get me into play.
It was Paige.
Yeah. Okay.
I needed a DJ for a particular slot party. And I was like, who do you reckon, Paige? Who would be good for this?
Yeah, who's got the chillest, silkiest vibes?
And they went, I think I know.
It's Josh. Katie brought me over. I was in Christchurch at the time.
Cool.
Katie and the Sensornauts flew me up to this Beltane party to play, I believe it was a 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. slot.
3 till 5.
3 till 5.
Nice.
Damn. And yeah, the rest is very much history.
Work that you two are doing is largely a collaborative effort. There's so many cool people doing so many cool things, and the community here is amazing. So yeah, what are your experiences with the Otatahi art scene in general, I guess? Big question, I know.
I will say quickly, in terms of collaborative effort, these workshops that have been pulled together by Paige, Ed, and Katie are, from my perspective, a product of so much time and work spent with them together to really work out like the depths and sort of value in what they can bring. And in terms of my celebration on Friday of, hey, let's take all of these amazing collaborators and performers and celebrate what's happened here.
Yeah.
That's very much sort of my speciality and my side of things. And it's amazing that we get to sort of bring our collective styles together and celebrate in our own separate ways, but also while supporting each other, obviously, through my involvement with Exchange. And if Preston was here, he would be, I'm sure, expressing how stoked he is to have this sort of content down.
Definitely.
Can't imagine.
We love Preston. So I guess for you, Katie, how's Christchurch been? You know, do you like it here? Are we cool? Are we good?
Do we pass match the vibe
up?
Check?
Yeah, do we pass the vibe check?
Oh my God, totally.
Yes.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. And I guess so far, like, this is my first outing from the Exchange. I've kind of just been at the Exchange.
I mean, you can just live there pretty much. They've got food, they've got coffee, you know, they've got art. It's fine.
Great people.
What else do you need?
But yeah, really good crew of people. And it was super cool to meet all the peeps who came down for the workshop last night. Yeah, real nice.
Awesome. Gosh. So yeah, this Friday you guys are celebrating everything that's going down. So yeah, I guess tell us a bit about what that gig's going to be like.
Absolutely, yeah. So this will be the second sustained release event that I've put on. The first I featured. Paige Julia just moved to Christchurch, as had a good friend of mine, Oliver Macro, and they're both amazing producers and DJs. And I essentially needed was an excuse to celebrate my friends moving to the city. and so I teamed up with them, as well as a Wellington synth project, Grains, and just put on a party. And it turned out, through the collaborative efforts of all the performers and all the people who came together, to be one of the best parties that I'd actually ever put on myself.
Wow. So
the brand actually sort of just came out of that. I realized that I was able to kind of cheekily just fly my friends around the country to Christchurch to perform in the Exchange. So I get to see my friends. And I also get to bring this amazing talent into the city. And showcase sort of my personal favorite producers and DJs to the rest of the community as well. So this lineup, we have first off Ed, who was previously mentioned with the music production. I have him coming in and opening with a hour-long synthesizer solo.
Cool.
As a part of his music project. Ed is a veteran of playing keys for, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the Black Seeds. He plays with Keita now. He's played with Trinity Roots in the past. He's an absolute just
giant
machine.
Yeah.
A synth player. Busting it out, yeah. Followed by I've got Katie coming on and playing some. What are you playing, Katie?
At the moment, I'm leaning towards definitely bass for sure. Maybe kind of 130 up to 140s. Cool. So kind of post dubstep, but maybe some luscious stuff, maybe some slamming stuff. We'll see.
Ooh, exciting! All is to be revealed. Yeah. Very exciting.
Katie goes by the DJ name Sochalulu. Is it? Did I pronounce that?
Nice. Lula. Very
wonderful.
Cool.
Followed by we have Ed coming back on as Zook, his main project. Or his main electronic music project. Yeah.
Years. If you don't know what we're talking about.
Zook, he explores bass and breaks on large PAs. A lot of his stuff self-produced. He is an absolute veteran of music production when it comes to breakbeats.
Mm.
Followed by, for her second sustained release, Paige Julia coming in to just tidy up the mess with bass.
We love that. Amazing. Well, you guys can, where do people go to make sure they have all the information they need and all the tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Few ways to do it. For tonight, I imagine people can check out the Sensonauts on Facebook.
Yep. Cool. Or you can just go to thesensonauts.com.
Nice. Oh, wonderful. Easy, yes. Love
and
that.
In terms of the gig on Friday, either just go to Exchange's Facebook page, it'll be there on the events, or you're welcome to go to Void Sound on Facebook and check out events there as well.
Easy breezy.
Gig's called Sustain Release Volume 2.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, it means a lot.
I feel like I've learned a lot just from talking to you, so I imagine people are going to learn so much when they go to these workshops. So make sure you guys head on down to them and then head on down on Friday as well to kind of put your you know, listening ears on.
That's
the thing. People will go on Friday, they'll be like, I know what this is now. Mm. I went to the workshop. Mm.
Yeah.
I know what genre this is.
It's like a secret club.
Yeah, they'll bring their friend along, they won't tell them, be like, this is actually blah, blah, and their friend will be really impressed. Yeah. Eventually.
Katie and Josh, thanks so much for coming in this week.
Thanks for having us.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care.
Are you being ridiculous?